It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time and taking us back on a Tuesday. 50 years.
1975.
Yeah, that's 50 years now, guys.
That's a long time.
Garland, Texas, northeast of Dallas area, over this past weekend, had themselves a big celebration and salute for the 50-year mark of one particular album that was cut and recorded right there in Garland. And one red-headed stranger, the great Willie Nelson, was not there, but boy, his influence still felt. And of that album, one song stood out.
And through the ages, I'll remember
blue eyes crying
in the rain.
50 years ago, that recorded right here in North Texas in Garland. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, though, of that Red-Headed Stranger album, which we'll get more to here in just a little bit, was one of the big standouts. It was written by Fred Rose, and it was the number one for Willie Nelson, one of his first. And if you go back a little bit further than that, Willie Nelson, first 15 years before that, was in Nashville. That's first time. But then, after they thought he was, quote, weird and played too many chords, we've talked about his rejections early in his career, Willie moved back to Texas, right around Austin. And then at that time, kind of found his niche right there in that, actually kind of started his quasi-annual Willie Nelson picnic on the 4th of July. Now, Willie Nelson had a new contract with Columbia Records that kicked in 1974. And he said he would only sign it, and they mainly wanted him as a writer, to be honest with you. But he was given, quote, creative control. Willie loved that idea. Fortunately, he had zero idea what to do with it until he was on a drive from Colorado to Texas, and him and his wife, Connie, formulated this concept album about the red-headed stranger. And concept albums certainly hadn't really been done in country by that time. They were very much in the rock scene, and Pink Floyd and all of that stuff, Grateful Dead, but not in country music. But Red-Headed Stranger was going to be just that, about that preacher in the Old West. This was an actual old tale that Willie had first heard while working as a DJ here in Fort Worth in the mid-50s. So the album, as he started putting it together right there at Autumn Sound Studio in Garland, Texas, which he selected, by the way, because it was super cheap at the time to record there, he did it. And it took him about a week to do it and finish it. And then he sent it, and then the record company said, what is this? They didn't think it was finished. They didn't think it was done. It was pretty simple. It had really loose instrumentation and everything like that. But they were contractually obligated to release it. And they said, okay, which song do you want to do first? It says Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, which was written by Fred Rose in 1945.
In twilight glow I see in the rain.
Willie Nelson, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, recorded 50 years ago, about 45-minute driving-wise northeast of where we are right now.
Waking up to real country mornings with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Now you're going to make me cry. You're like on a thing this week.
You know, kind of interesting, though, that song, written in 45, finally made number one by Willie, rather surprisingly to all, in 1975, had never really had much success, though a lot of big names had recorded it. Roy Acuff was the first to do it. It didn't do anything for him. And actually, right before Willie put it on this album, Conway.
Well, the ages I remember.
But Conway never released it as a single.
That is my Twitty.